It's the Real Estate Podcast, brought to you by ANZ Home Loans for financial well-beings.
And welcome back to another episode of the Real Estate Breakfast as we cover the very latest in property news, of course, every morning. And you'll find us on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Amazon. And another Monday is back with us after a weekend of hopefully a little bit of downtime, a little bit of relaxation. If it was, however, manic brought on by attending frenetic auctions, you are not alone. In fact, it was a very busy weekend right around Australia with auctions. More than 2,400 going to auction this past weekend as sellers emerge from the holiday period. And it's February the 19th today. In fact, we're off to Sydney this morning to catch up with somebody we haven't spoken to for a while. You'll remember him as Rich Harvey, the owner-operator of Property Buyer. And good morning, Rich. Welcome back.
Craig, great to be with you again, my friend.
It has been a while. In fact, it's been an age. I guess I should ask, did you get some time off during the Christmas New Year? Because you're into your boating, your water sports. I think you play a bit of golf.
Well, I actually managed to have 3 weeks off over the Christmas period, which is quite a long time for me to be away, but I so enjoyed it. And it was a bit of a struggle to get back to work this year, I got to admit. So I was used to kind of having a routine of getting down to the beach for a walk and a surf. I still ride a longboard, but I'm not very good. And certainly get out in the boat, do a bit of water skiing, and love to get out on the golf course and have it whenever I can. So yeah, it was a great time to recharge the batteries over Christmas.
Yeah, well, I think a lot of people have been recharging their viewpoint on property because there seems to be a lot of enthusiasm which has grown into the new year. Out of Christmas, this whole sentiment around the way people are thinking and feeling about property seems to be a notch or two up.
Well, what's this interesting, Craig, is we came back and we had probably a record number of inquiries over the January period and ramped up again. We can actually track it on our website as well. And we noticed a spike after Australia Day when everyone's gearing up to go back to school. Suddenly we got lots of even more buyer inquiries going, yep, okay, let's get together. Let's buy our investment. Let's buy our next home. So we've noticed a definite strengthening in consumer sentiment. And that is also in the face of very high interest rates. You know, we now absolutely are assured that interest rates are going to go down. They've peaked. There's no doubt that they've peaked because we know the inflation number's trending in the right direction. The question on everybody's lips is, when will the first rate cut come? And I can tell you now, the first 6 months of this year, I don't think we're going to get a rate cut. So that's the window of opportunity, I would say, to any potential buyer out there, knowing that rate cuts are coming. And when that comes, that'll reignite, re-stimulate the property market. So you're right in your opening there saying there's definitely sentiment has turned. I mean, even my team out on the weekend and myself just out at open houses, my goodness, there's just, it's not quite COVID days, but there's definitely a lot of activity and a lot of pent-up demand out there ready to buy more property.
Yeah, and I mentioned this a couple of weeks ago that because the flavour, the sentiment, the positivity and all of that towards property has definitely turned a corner. You know, we spoke, and I remember the amount of times that we spoke constantly about FOMO, you know. It's not going to take much. If it keeps tracking the way that it does, FOMO is going to, well, I think it's fair to say that FOMO is around in certain quarters, but it's going to mushroom.
Well, definitely it's there. I think it's just hovering under the surface. And I think people shouldn't go into the buying or selling process with a sense of FOMO. But definitely we see, you know, through auction results and just the pricing results, we are definitely seeing evidence of that. And that will come back later in the year. One of the things that's underpinning the property market is couple of things. One, it's massive migration. Last year, we had almost 510,000 migrants come into this country. I mean, that's just unbelievable. We've never had that high since, I think, World War II, where that many people have come into Australian shores, which is simply just catch up from COVID times. We're expecting around over 300,000 to 350,000 migrants this coming year, and probably the year after that, another 250,000. The federal government has set this target to build 1.2 million homes over the next 5 years. But if you look at the actual number of houses being built, there is no way they're going to achieve that target. currently about 20% under the target of what we need to build. So there's going to continue to be, unfortunately, a rental stress and a rental crisis. There's going to continue to be a lot of headlines in the media. So I guess, what do you do with all that information? A lot of people throw up their hands and go, oh, it's all just too hard, I'll just keep renting. And we're seeing a lot of trends of people moving interstate, particularly chasing affordability. So areas like the Gold Coast, Brisbane, Sunshine Coast, Newcastle, Central Coast on the east coast of Australia is definitely seeing a significant uplift. And I think Brisbane is probably going to be the standout performer, as is likely to be Perth this year, simply driven by affordability. You know, and if you are looking to buy something in Sydney or Melbourne in the major two capitals, I also think there's a bit of an opportunity to get in while others are running the other way. Because, you know, what will happen, Craig, interest rates will come down from where they are now. Like if you're paying 6.5% on your mortgage and interest rates come down, you know, 1.5%, which is what they're scheduled to do over the next sort of 12, 18 months, then that's back to a more normalized market of around a 5% mortgage rate. So I think people have got to just take stock of their situation and go, how do I cope with all this media information? And how can I get a strategy around buying that's going to work for my financial situation?
Yeah, there's a lot in what you have just said. And just coming back to the auction volumes, because they continue to rise in February. In fact, they're 19% up compared to last year. And total listings, now they say that total listings are more at normal levels in major capital cities. And the latest PropTrack listings report, it says that property listings on realestate.com.au increased by 12% year on year in January. So just coming back to the auctions, there's definitely renewed arms going up left and right, aren't there?
Oh, definitely. I definitely just on that. I mean, we've been seeing the first couple of weekends in February and then the weekend just passed, Sydney sort of hovering around the 70% mark, Melbourne high 60%, Brisbane around 50%. So they're very good results. You know, if you start to see it trend into the 50% for Sydney, you know something's wrong. So getting in the early 70% is a really good a good indication of the strength of the market. But the really good properties, the quality properties, they're the ones in the highest demand. It's the, you know, it's B grade substandard properties. They're the ones that typically pass in, and you see there's a bit of haggling happening after the auction. As for your point about listing volumes, definitely, which is great for buyers out there, there's definitely going to be more choice this year because we are starting to see a lot more motivated selling. I won't say distressed selling or forced selling. That's where a bank has taken over a mortgage and actually said to the vendor, you have to sell. That's a last resort. But we're definitely hearing through the grapevine, people are going, you know what, my mortgage is just too high. I just want to get more comfortable. I'm going to downsize or downsize my mortgage, and therefore I'm going to sell or upgrade. So that's a good opportunity for people to get into suburbs that they might have been struggling to get into the past.
Now, I know that you like to make a few predictions because you did this whole economy thing. Economics is sort of part of your backstory. So when you hear Michelle Bullock, I thought that press conference that she did the other day was really great because she was just so transparent in terms of what she and the board were thinking. But very much, you know, in that, well, nothing's in, nothing's out. But let's hear the rich prediction. Where do you think, what month do you think, if everything just tracks along the way that it is without any sudden something crazy happening to the market, when do you think the first cut might take place? What month? Come on.
Well, you're really putting the pressure on me. I think it's going to be August or September. I'm going to give you 2 months, August or September. But that's all predicated on data. Like every decision the Reserve Bank is going to make is fully data driven. Now, the beautiful thing is I'm really pleased they've got Michelle Bullock in there because she's not fluffing at the edges. The Reserve Bank, though, will continue to use what I call rhetoric to kind of cajole the average Australian into believing that more rate rises could happen. I think it's extremely unlikely, like about a 2% chance of that happening. The problem is a lot of households have used up all of their COVID buffer. So people are now more stretched in their personal finances, and businesses too. They need to basically build up their reserves again. So they were decimated significantly, especially small businesses during the COVID period. So I think from an economic perspective, we're likely to see about at least two cuts, maybe three this year. But it's only going to depend or absolutely depend on how fast the inflation rate comes down. Unemployment's ticked up to 4.1%. It's bad for those that are losing their job, but that's a good sign for the Reserve Bank. And I think unemployment will tick up to around 4.5% by the end of the year. But we need to see that inflation rate getting into the threes before you'll see a definitive cut come from the Reserve Bank. Because if they go too early, it could actually reignite inflation. And inflation, unfortunately, is a very evil thing in the economy because it reduces everybody's purchasing power and makes everything more expensive.
And isn't it funny when you look at 2024, how different 2024 is to 2023 and how different 2023 was to 2022? I mean, these last 3 years could not be more different. You kind of wonder what is going to happen in 2025.
Look, the property market very much thrives on confidence. And if people feel confident that interest rates will come down, they'll take action accordingly, right? If they feel confident that their jobs are safe, they'll respond to that. If they feel wealthy, they'll take, you know, spend more money. So the Reserve Bank is trying to do this sort of balancing act whereby they want, you know, wages to increase, but not too fast. They want prices to increase, but not too greatly, because things can get out of whack if things just travel along at breakneck speed. So I think that the confidence factor will be an important thing to consider. But as for the property market, you know, we all know that we have such a shortage of properties in Australia, and it's going to continue. And, you know, quality properties located in great suburbs with, you know, great amenities, they're the ones that will outperform the averages. But there's certainly a lot of pockets that any buyers out there could consider, you know. So I'd be, if I'm a home buyer, again, I'd be looking to go, where is going to be good for me for the next 10 to 15 years? So I don't have to, you know, resettle my family and cough up extra stamp duty. If I'm an investor, I'm looking for the best capital growth and yield I can get. And there's different solutions for every investor that's out there. And we're certainly doing a lot of research to target those areas at the moment and providing that to our clients.
Yeah, let's say good morning to your team too, because your team, they would be feeling pretty upbeat, I would imagine, after the break coming back into the new year.
Absolutely. Well, I've actually got 30 people in my team now, Craig, so we have grown quite significantly. And we're going to be covering some new markets. We're going to be looking to cover the far north Queensland areas and also some of the regional areas. So even for investors that have got, you know, even as, you know, the sub 500 bracket, that's often been a more challenging market for investors to get into that want to chase capital growth. But we are certainly be targeting a lot of those. And our team's really excited about this year. We've got a really great team covering the commercial side of things, finding development sites, finding homes. And we're feeling quite upbeat and quite positive. The team said, Rich, we think 24 is going to be a better year than last year, because last year we continued to have rate rises and that saps, you know, consumer confidence, it saps inquiry. But this year, as I said, we've had a record level of inquiry. So I think people are realizing that they need to take action and get into the property market if they want to create wealth and get their property goals ahead.
Indeed. All right. Well, all the best for you and the team there at Property Buyer. It already sounds like for you and the rest of your team, 2024 has started off in a positive light. Thanks for coming on once again to the Real Estate Breakfast, and talk again at another time, Rich.
Thank you so much, Craig. And if anyone wants info, it's propertybuyer.com.au. We've got lots of free resources there for people to download as well.
Each week, we bring you in-depth real estate discussions, including inspiring stories from homeowners, knowledgeable real estate professionals and economists. Whether you're a buyer, seller, or just a real estate enthusiast, we are your ultimate property podcast. We connect you to the best real estate information across Australia. The Real Estate Podcast.